producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, big doings out of D.C., the president addressing the nation prime time. ISIS, the subject, a lot of people, I guarantee, tuned in for this one. Ellen Ratner joins us from the east and has more on that. Ellen, what was the big thrust, do you think? Was it the airstrikes or was it something else? The big main push in his speech overall.
Well, the big main push is that, you know, we're going to defeat ISIL, as they call it, because they call it the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which is ISIL, not ISIS. But anyway, the big real thrust is that we're going to defeat them and we're going to work with our partners. Now, that's very interesting. The White House, as the president was speaking, just put out for its reporters a point plan, a fact sheet of what they're planning on doing that goes a little more into detail. Not much, I have to say, but a little more. They said they want to support effective governance in Iraq. That's what Secretary Kerry went over there for. They want to deny ISIL safe haven. And by the way, there was also a hearing that I attended today in Congress given by Chairman Chris Smith. And they really talked about the fact that the only safe haven there is now for Christians and people escaping Syria happens to be in the Kurdish part of Iraq. And so they said they want to deny ISIL safe haven. They want to build partner capacity. They said that in terms of troops on the ground, they want to do that with their partners, including Iraqi and Kurdish forces. They did not say anything about Saudi Arabia or anything, despite the fact that the president had a call with King Abdullah today. And in fact, the White House press corps was allowed to take a photograph sort of through the window of the Oval Office. And then they said they want to enhance intelligence collection on ISIL. This was not in the speech, but they basically said they want to increase intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance flights. They want to disrupt their finances. Again, he did not talk about this, but they want to figure out a way of really stopping their abilities to collect money, and including using our domestic laws to do that. They said they want to expose ISIL's true nature, and the president did say in his speech tonight that they were not Islamic, and he referred to various Islamic groups and countries. And he said they also weren't a country, and he said they want to disrupt the flow of foreign fighters. Now, this is interesting because the president, and I watched it with our friend Blanquita Cullum, said that he did not mention anything about taking passports away from Americans, you know, fighters who went over there. But they said that over 100 foreign fighters from the United States have traveled or attempted to travel to the conflict, and that the United States is going to take a summit-level meeting at the United Nations security issue on this issue. So my guess is the United States will probably move on the passports. He probably cannot unilaterally do that without Congress, but I'm not clear about that. And he said that they want to protect the homeland, and they want to do this by aviation security, implementing kind of a responsible threat-based security, doing all that, and last but not least, humanitarian support. And that certainly came up today in the Chris Smith hearing on the House side of Congress about how there needs to be some humanitarian support.
Well, do you think, I mean, you've covered these for a long time in D.C. and other presidents. Do you think with what's happening with the president and some of the hits that he's taking that he'll emerge from this stronger? Do you think this will help or no?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, already there are some, you know, negative things about his speech. How come he didn't talk about the border, that kind of thing, the border with Mexico?
Yeah.
You can't talk about everything in one speech. I think it really depends on whether people feel safer and whether they do feel ISIL, ISIS, however you want to say it, is more degraded.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. We'll be talking about that further here, of course, tonight. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So coming up here on this hour of America Tonight, you can throw in your two cents. Did you watch the president? Did you at least look at some of the snippets of what he had to say? You know the digits. In case you don't, I'll throw them out right at the top. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. To me, Saudi Arabia, which is a crucial U.S. ally in the Middle East, them offering to host the training missions, that's pretty big. That's very big, in fact. And then what is the effort and the real push going to be to persuade other nations to join with the United States in confronting ISIL or ISIS? I mean, that's huge to me. Ultimately, what does that look like? The big words that were used, degrade and ultimately destroy the Islamic State, that was a quote from the press, in an effort that would rely heavily on expanded airstrikes. That's what he said was going to happen into Iraq and into Syria for the first time, but that it wouldn't require combat troops on the ground, no boots on the ground in either Iraq or Syria. Here's a big one. Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy. Like I said, that's the biggest takeaway. ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy. It was a speech that was like a TED Talk. It was less than 15 minutes. Less than 15 minutes. So soldiers going to Baghdad, 500 soldiers to Baghdad to help the security forces there, because, of course, the concern is over the Americans, the State Department folks, basically, that are there. There's concerns over that. Interesting timing, the speech one day before the 13th anniversary of 9/11, the attacks that put us into war against Iraq and Afghanistan those many years ago, and the deaths of the four Americans, including Chris Stevens and two former Navy SEALs at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in Libya in 2012. Wow. Crazy to think that that has been just a couple of years, too, as well. So lots of reaction, as you can imagine, from the Hill. Senator Chuck Grassley said the president has been operating from a leadership deficit on how to deal with this threat. He went on to say that's left a lot of uncertainty among the American people, as they see the ruthless acts of terror carried out by these extremists. The time for delay and indecision has passed. So what do you think? Have we seen too much uncertainty? Have we seen this over and over again from the White House, and are we tired of it? Florida Congressman John Micah said it's like trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. This should have been done months ago as they gained strength. I consider this one of the greatest intelligence failures since 9/11. I agree with him the most. I don't understand how we would see the Islamic State building and the threat that it is with the amazing intelligence people we have, and they would not have shut this down so much sooner before you had two American journalists beheaded. Why wasn't something done before this? We know what happens when you wait. Could have got Osama bin Laden. We waited on that, too. Had a couple of chances to hit the hornet's nest of Al-Qaeda. We missed out on that. And did we miss out? Is it too late to stop ISIS? 855-266-5283. We're taking them on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,249.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,295.12, $647.56 for a half ounce, or $323.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,295.12, $647.56, and $323.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No mistake, we are at war against ISIS. He said he wants to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIS. Think about that on this eve before September 11th. We can still not say we have completely defeated Al-Qaeda. This will take a very long time. It's very hard to say how this mission will end and when.
All right, lots of reaction, a lot of analysis over what the president had to say. Under 15 minutes, that's how long the speech went, and now it's a question of some of the details that weren't flushed out. Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, who'd been a guest on America Tonight several times, said that Obama didn't speak to our allies and he didn't define the coalition. She said she wanted the president to seek authorization for the airstrikes from Congress and be very aggressive about them, not go at it halfway. So no full details, no plans across the board. Part of that can be we don't expect that because you can't criticize him if he, like, throws out the map. Hey, here's everything we're going to do, and here's where we're going to bomb you. Of course, nobody was expecting that. So there, some of those details weren't there, and that's, to me, not a surprise. Rumors that we had heard, other people have heard, that this would take 2 years. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 years, maybe a little bit less than that. All right, 855-266-5283. I've got more I'm going to share, too, but I want to hear what you have to say. Let's take a bunch. Tomas, he gets to lead us off in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. Oh, it was interesting hearing your name, Blanquita. I used to call her show when she was on Radio America. Real nice lady.
Yes.
Yeah. The president said that, but remember, this is not an Islamic movement. These people are not Islamic. He probably could have also said they may look Islamic and they may eat Islamic food and they may dress like Muslims and they may be in Muslim countries, but they're not Muslims. Oh. I mean, maybe, you know what? They really treat their women bad. They have kind of like a war on women. Maybe they're like Tea Party. Yeah. Incredible. And you know, and no one will say anything about it. You know, Paul backed him up on that statement. But this is like...
Yeah, you're saying Rand Paul backed him up on that statement.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
On his reply, he said, I agree that it is not an Islamic movement.
Right.
You know? And you know, he didn't show any power there. He could have made a big difference. He's a smart guy. He could have articulated it and said, you know, come at it from another direction, saying, again, we see that the religion of Islam is being torn apart, and that the people that are in the main street of Islam are not reacting against the extremists. He could have, you know, taken the offensive point of view, but instead, you know, the president goes up there and says, after all, most of the people they're killing are Muslims. Well, guess what, Kate? In World War II, most of the people that were killed were Christians. No one said that the soldiers were not Christian, right?
Right, you're right.
No one said, oh, there's no, these Americans are not Christian, these Germans are not. They were, not only were they Christian, they were devout. Many of them were devout Christians. You know, maybe read the Bible before they went to battle every day. That has nothing to do with it, you know? It's like a feeding frenzy over there. And you know, you have a whale carcass, which is Iraq, and all the little Muslim sharks are tearing it up with that carcass, and they'll even eat each other. There's blood in the water ever since Obama dropped his red line into the Syrian Sea. And that's where it started, you know? That's where it started when, you know, you had all these generals, you had the fleet, you had the Air Force ready to pounce on Syria. The president had given the world his word. And there's no Republican calling him on this. But it started because he gave his word, and then the Syrians gassed their own people, mm-hmm. and Obama stood by. And when he did that, then guess what? Everybody said, well, the Americans, no matter what happens, the Americans are not getting, even when little children are gassed to death, the Americans are not going to do anything, so we've got to take it. And so now the Saudi Arabians, who are Sunni, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're right across the water from the Iranians. The Iranians and the Syrians have hated us for like 40 and 50 years. But now their house is on fire and we're helping put their house out. And the Saudi Arabians who've been selling us oil, have been trying to be our friends, you know, they're our enemy apparently. I mean, where do you think the money for ISIS is coming from? Tell me.
It's coming from some extremists from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And so the southern part of Iraq is controlled by ISIS there. They're just running that stuff right up like little Ho Chi Minh Trail. I'm telling you, we have to come at this thing from a point of view that says, okay, they killed two Americans. They cut their heads off. Guess what? That's the way they roll. They've been cutting American heads off since the shores of Tripoli, okay? And we have to get over that, and we have to attack the source of the problem, okay? And the source of the problem, right, has been for the last 30 years Iran, okay? You take Iran out of the mix, it's over.
You know what? I agree with you, Tomas. I agree with you, but both of us would get shut down in a few arguments, and one of them would be from Papa Paul, because remember Congressman Paul when he had been around forever and a day representing Texas. He was one of those guys that said, why are we even go? It's none of our business. Why are we going after Iran? Why are we trying to limit them, to tell them whether they can have nuclear options or not? So you and I would stand alone a little bit in that territory. But I agree, because if you look at all those countries, Iran, the most bloodthirsty is Iran. Are you kidding? They thrive on this. Absolutely. You're 100% right.
Yeah, there's no policeman, and you know everybody
doesn't
want to be the policeman. Well, this is what happens when there's no policeman. You have a riot, you got people killing people, and you've got, you know, they just it's a feeding frenzy over there, because the United States not only decided it wasn't going to be a policeman, but then it said, okay, wait, in this instance, if this happens, I will be a policeman because this is so terrible. And guess what? When it happened, Obama said, well, no, I'll just let the the Russians take care of it. And, of course.
Yeah, the deal with Assad. You know, you're referring to the deal with Assad. So first, okay, now we're going to cut a deal with Assad. And, yeah, we're going to collect the chemical weapons. And supposedly Secretary Kerry was involved in that. But it was the Russians. And that's what happened, and certainly they took credit for it. And so here we are back again in the same position, and it's, you know, it's the tricky sands, I always call it, the quicksand of the Middle East. I mean, you really quicksand.
You know what, Kate, after this is over, we could kill every ISIS member tomorrow, and you know what? The next day, Iran would still hate us. The Syrians would still hate us.
Yep.
The Saudis would still hate us. The Sunnis and the Shiites would still hate us. You know, it's just we're trying to figure out which mad dog we need to kill first. And they're all mad dogs. But we need people like Paul to stand up and not just support the president and say, oh, no, it's not Islam. It is Islam. Come on.
It's the extremist. It's the extremist of Islam. And he could have said that part. Because remember, I mean, I'll be the first person to say, thanks, Tomas, I'll be the first person to say, as I've gotten very aggravated on this show, and trust me, Rush Limbaugh is not saying that. Sean Hannity is not saying that. Glenn Beck is not saying that. Nobody that I can find in radio land, as conservative as a bent as anyone can have, is saying, oh, no, it's all Muslims. Nobody is saying that. The problem is, and I think what Tomas said there in the case of Paul is, why can't you call out the so-called moderate Muslims? Why can't they rise to the occasion and say, hey, we're not going to take this crap anymore? Because the mad dog analogy that Tomas just said, we don't want to be portrayed this way. We're not all like this. This isn't true. Here we are. We're here. And we're saying we're the new face. This is the old face. These are the nutballs. These are the radicals. These are the fanatics. You have them in Christianity, and we have them in our religion, and that's not us. Where are those people? Too afraid to stand up? Keeping quiet? It's not good. I agree with that. Hang with us.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Knows it better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. It will not involve American combat troops fighting on foreign soil. This counterterrorism campaign will be waged through a steady, relentless effort to take out ISIL wherever they exist using our air power.
Texas Congressman Lamar Smith said the president's speech made it clear that the president has greatly underestimated ISIS, just as he underestimated the terror groups that would be emboldened by the accelerated removal of U.S. forces from Iraq. We've heard strong words before, but words are not strong enough. So what do you think? Is the president taking it on the chin from the Republicans? Well, of course he is. The right is going to smash him either way. We're not dummies. You know, you have a Democratic president, it's a different thing, and then it's the reverse, because we are now all on sports teams. You are either right or you're left. And there's, you know, when I always say, I don't care if you're right of right or left of left or somewhere in between, just have an opinion. And there are people that are unbelievably frustrated with both parties and want to see a third party. I've been that person from the beginning. Maybe it's because I know too much. And when you know too much, it's hard to just follow along. I do like some of the people that we have serving, and I am very frustrated by the gridlock in Washington, and also very disappointed, to say the least, in the Obamas saying that when we come into the White House, hey, it's transparency. So I figured, well, you know what? Even if there's things that I don't like, they're just going to talk about them. They're just going to, you know, it'll be okay because I can vehemently disagree and get upset, but I'll know exactly what's happening, and it has hardly been that way at all. The most liberal person and most liberal friend I have who's on this show and was on the show a short while ago, Ellen Ratner, says the same thing herself, that she can't believe how there is such a lack of what is really happening coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's like we're all playing a game of Twister, and in the end we have to guess who actually really won because it's not apparent to us, and that's the problem. Bottom line here is this is a group that we had intelligence on, and we have good people gathering intelligence. So why didn't we try to stop this before? Because we've seen what happens when we just sit and we wait and we discuss and we go back and forth. And then, whoops, you mean we could have gotten Osama bin Laden? Really? We could have had him many, many years ago, and we allowed that to continue, and the rhetoric and the anger and the hate and all of that build up. And this is the problem with this group. They've gotten a lot stronger, and they're well-funded. David in San Francisco. Thanks for the call. What's up, David?
Well, hi, Kate. I agree with you for the most part, and that previous caller. Although there is a website I found, I think I've mentioned the Saudi Prince Bandar to you before.
Yes.
This guy, there's a news article I found just the other day, and it's a description. The website is aina.org, and the name of the article is ISIS and the History of Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia by a guy named Alistair Crook. And that's Crook with an E at the end, and aina.org. I'd send it over, but my email is, I guess we've got a problem with this, what is it, the net neutrality, because my internet tonight is working as slow as possible. As important as tonight is, it's a slow night for the internet. But AINA, this description, Wahhabism, you know, if you're a Christian, you know, you think you're either a Protestant or a Catholic, and of course there are Mennonites and Amish and all sorts of other types, Unitarians. Well, in the Muslim religion, we typically hear of Sunnis and Shia, but there are also Wahhabists. And the Wahhabists are almost a fake religion that were created by the Saudi Arabians in order to divide up, you know, to keep the Sunnis and Shia fighting each other instead of going after the pirates that the Saudis are. And so this article really lays that out. It goes all the way back to the 13th century when Wahhabism was developed. You know, a crazy guy living in the desert came up with this really strong arm type of Islam. And then when the British made a deal with the pirates who are the Saudi Arabians, the Saudi Arabians then took Wahhabism and made them their strong arm. So, you know, if you think back in the old days of the Inquisition, where the Roman Catholics had the Inquisition and Torquemada out there raising hell with the entire continent of Europe was being just laid to waste by a couple of nuts, you know, declaring that if you floated, you were a witch, and if you sank, you were innocent.
Yeah.
You know, this is the kind of thing that's going on, and they're nothing more than thugs that are being used so that the Saudi Arabians can steal more oil, steal natural gas, steal the assets of various of the nations. And so the entire thing, ISIS, was created by the Saudi Arabians and Saudi Prince Bandar, and they are right in the region which is being looked at for laying this a natural gas pipeline that's going to feed Europe. You know, there's big money up in Europe, and they'll pay the high dollar for the natural gas. So everybody in the Middle East wants to get this natural gas pipeline going there. The the Syrians had an arrangement with the Russians to do a pipeline that would go to the Mediterranean and then deliver it up to Europe. The Saudi Arabians wanted to make a separate pipeline that would run through Turkey, and there are a lot of American investors that are tied with that one. And if they were really capitalists, they wouldn't care if there was competition and two different pipelines. No, they want one pipeline, they want one monopoly, and that's that. And so the name of the game is these guys, they're oil pirates, and they've created a, you know, we'll look at that famous prophet Mel Brooks, who made the famous prophecy, Blazing Saddles.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember in that movie, Hedley Lamarr gets together this little army of all of these different thugs, and the thugs are going to drive the people out of the town, and then Hedley Lamarr is going to be able to seize the land for his own private empire. Well, that's exactly what's going on. ISIS is nothing more than a bunch of thugs. And as a matter of fact, I found this news story of a few months ago. It's back in February, I believe, in which the Saudi Arabian government is releasing people who are on death row if they will join up with these various groups. Not only ISIS, but there are about 20 or 30 different little private armies that are attacking Syria. And so there were some secret documents that got exposed, and it got, I think, Business Insider had a version of it, and, Business Insider, Saudi Arabia sent inmates against Assad in 2013. And so if you, you know how the Saudi Arabians are pretty awful about, you know, being put on death row. They'll cut off your head for cussing in the street. They'll cut off your head for adultery. They'll cut off your head for any number of minor crimes, you know, here in America. And so if you're cussing in the street in Saudi Arabia, all of a sudden you're going to be sent to ISIS, and you're going to have some, you know, sergeant major that's going to be telling you you better do, you know, do what you're told, or you're going to be chopped to bits yourself. So
right.
I would think that the smartest thing that we could do is to drop a pack of leaflets on the ISIS troops and tell them they'll get some amnesty if they drop out. They won't have to go back to Saudi Arabia and get their head chopped off for cussing. And we're going to save a huge amount of money, and a lot of civilians' lives are going to be saved. Because I frankly think that most of the ISIS and these rebel groups are made up of people who have been, let's say, drafted by extreme circumstances.
Right, and that puts them, and that's why, so they're disenchanted, disillusioned, could care less, have nothing. It's perfect. That's why the younger men in the first place are always recruited.
Well, it's a terrible situation, you know, with an economy that's been blown to bits for, you know, 9/11.
Yep.
What are we coming
yep.
on now? 13 years of
yep.
of the whole region being blown to bits. You've got
yep.
Millions of people that are fleeing one direction, and then the next year they've got to flee back another direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to get some stability there, and dropping bombs is not going to be the way to do it. We've got to actually start going against the Saudi Arabians. They have never been our friends. They have never done us any favors. And as a matter of fact, if you look at, have you, I think I mentioned a journalist, Greg Palast, P-A-L-A-S-T. A number of months ago, he wrote an article in which he was, he's a reporter, an investigative reporter, but he's also an economist, a forensic economist. And he does financial studies.
Right, and he pieced it together, I know. He pieced together the puzzle of what was happening there. I remember you and I talked about that, and interesting stuff. You're absolutely right, David, you know this. We've talked about Saudi Arabia and what's really behind a lot of what's happening, without a doubt. So, any more opinions, you can share them, 855-266-5283. I'll meet you over the fence.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms, for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, we're making our final turn here on this hour of America Tonight, talking about the president's speech, your reaction to it, that kind of stuff, and mixing it up in between as well. If you can't get through, 855-266-5283, you can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I see you played my theme song. Okay, I got
absolutely.
I got a joke for you. This little old man was waiting for his son to arrive because he knew on this being his 80th birthday, his son was going to invite him to come live with him and his beautiful wife. So the Rolls Royce Silver Cloud pulled up outside. The son gets out dressed head to toe, immaculately. His beautiful wife, all wrapped in furs. And they came up the long steps to his little tenement house in the brownstone and knocked on his door, and he answered the door, and the son and wife came in, and he says, "Happy birthday, Papa. How are you? We would have brought you a present on your 80th birthday, but business has been bad. Taxes, you know how it is. Guess you'll just have to stay here another year or two. We'll talk to you again about you coming to live with us some other time." And he says, "That's all right, son. my wife and I had very hard times when you were just a little boy before we were married. He says, but Baba, before you and my mother were married, that makes me a bastard. He says, yes, Machita-san, I never knew.
You have great jokes, I have to say.
Oh, well, thank you.
You make me laugh. That's great. I love it.
Well, that's because I love you. You know, you and I, we disagree on a few things.
We do.
But anyway, I feel so much more secure after listening to the Mabasa Kid and that and picking up some more ammunition for my arsenal. So I know that I'm going to be safe. I'm a little bit concerned about what's going to happen tomorrow, basically almost today now. And
right.
I think you were probably concerned as well.
Yes.
Your former two callers were just excellent. Both of them had some very, very good points. I was a little upset with Tom Moss on the Tea Party thing, be it a Tea Party or myself. And David from San Francisco was right on about the Wahhabists. I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm concerned, they're all the same kettle of fish. And as soon as they're all gone, I'll be a happy camper.
Well, we'll see what happens. One step at a time with... You are so funny. I liked your joke. Thanks, Dan, first of all, because we don't know some of the specifics, but really we shouldn't have had the roadmap. You know, I'll give the president that. He's not going to certainly say, okay, here's where we're going to bomb here, and then we're going to move over to here, and actually tonight, moments from now, this is what we're going to do. I mean, of course not. That would be ridiculous. But I still say there's some vague holes in it, and the bottom line is, just like everything else, we seem to miss the boat because we could have taken care of this earlier and maybe made a difference, maybe made a dent in it. I don't know that for sure, but I know we had the intelligence, and that certainly was revealed to us by some very upset people who were gathering that intelligence, and it had nothing to do with politics. They're not trying to sabotage the president or sabotage anyone, actually, in D.C., just to say that, listen, We've told our bosses we had this and we had this information. So you got to take these threats as they come and stomp them out then before they grow. Yes, somebody else can take the place, but let's do it. If it's whack-a-mole and that's what we have to do, then that's what we have to do when there's serious terrorist threats. All right, I'm going to lighten the mood somewhat as we get closer to the end of this jam-packed hour. Let's go to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
This one from Brian, who says, Kate, I love listening to Dumb Things. Okay, I bet some other people have done this. I thought that I had trained my dog rather well. He would listen to commands, stay, sit, stop, doesn't run across the street, stays next to me, all that kind of stuff. Of course, I always had him on a leash. I decided it was time to explore the boundaries of letting him off the leash and walk with me just basically around a couple of blocks. I live in a suburb not too far outside of the Tampa area, which I'm sure you know well. I've heard you talk about your family there before, by the way. So I'm out with my dog, and what happens, two other people on opposite sides of the street are walking their dogs. My dog gets hysterical, runs into the road, luckily is not hit by a car, narrowly escapes that, by the way, and causes a big scene and barks and starts to almost a claw at a little dog, and it freaked out the woman. She wanted to know my name. She wanted to report me. I'm just a nice guy. It turned out so ugly, so it turned out that was a very dumb thing. And I bet there are other people who have assumed that their canine was perfect and well-trained and didn't really realize there could be encounters of a strange kind with another beast that could turn them into something else. Yeah, I kind of have, I haven't done that, but I understand what you mean by that. And I'm sure there are plenty of people who have done that. I've seen, when I was just in New York outside of the U.S. Open, there's a little park there where the spear is, and it was where the World's Fair was. And there was a guy not too far away from me, he had a dog off the leash, and I could hear the cops on the other end saying, "It is against the law," you know, in the bullhorn. "You have to get that dog on a leash," because of What if they bite somebody? What if they run off? That kind of thing. All right, here's another one. This one from Janine, who says, Kate, you're a riot. Dumb things. Oh, man, where do I start? My boyfriend listens to your show. He got me hooked on it. I downloaded a lot because I have a different kind of schedule. So my dumb thing is probably this. I hate people who don't tip. Because I don't think you should go out and eat and be served if you can't give the person serving you a tip, unless the service is just dreadful, then I understand it, but that's a completely different thing. So I went to a diner with my friends, and boy, there was a whole bunch of us, and we certainly ate our share, and the bill was pretty large for a diner. Not because the food was too expensive, but because there were so many of us, and I was in charge of the money, and everybody gave me their money, and we kept talking. One thing led to another. I didn't realize it, and I pocketed the money, thought I had put it on the table, left, did not pay the bill. It was kind of a dine-and-dash situation, I suppose, is what they thought, and I did not realize that I had done that. I had put the money in the pocket, threw my pants into the wash, had no idea. A week and a half later, I was in the diner, and they started to question me. The server recognized me and started questioning me about the bill and all this other sort of stuff. It was very humiliating. I was with my family then, and it turns out, I thought they were crazy. Turns out they were absolutely right. And after another day, I realized we did pay them, and I was a little upset, but then I realized the mistake I had made. I don't know. Am I forgetful? Was it just we were rushing out the door? I'm not sure. But either way, I don't know that I can go back to the diner. Yeah, that would be... I bet that happens. You know, it's kind of like... I bet that happens, where they think you are trying to not pay it, but you walk out and you don't realize you haven't paid it, and your mind is in 10 different places, and you're past that, and you don't realize that's happened. It's like walking around, you pick a whole bunch of stuff. This happened to me. Not a lot. It happened to me once. Well, twice maybe. Where I was walking around and I had on like a sweatshirt or something. It was cold. It was in the winter. And I'm filling up the grocery thing and I put something in my pocket because I have no room and I think I'm going to pull it out and then I forget. But the two times it happened to me, I know I went back, like frantically went back to pay it. And they probably wouldn't have even noticed, but I went back because I found it, stuck my hand in the pocket, and then immediately realized what I had done. So there you go. Excellent. Dumb things. I love it. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Power Hour with Joyce Riley plays here. GCN.